let's review. The Gemara earlier discusses a machlekes where the chashin leperoin, a found document is not returned to the creditor because we suspect that the debt was paid, or lechashin leperoin, it is returned because we assume that it's not paid because a debtor would destroy the document immediately when he receives it upon repayment. The Gemara cites the Mishnah, kol ma'isa bezin harei yachza. An authenticated loan document is returned, apparently because lechashin leperoin, we do not suspect that it was repaid. At first, the Gemara answers kegan shehose kafrin. The Mishnah discusses a presumed liar who is not believed to say he paid the debt. However, the Gemara retracts, pointing out mishum dehuchze kafrin chadizim nesulei paraklal. Just because someone lied once does not mean they will never pay a debt. The Gemara now digresses to discuss when one becomes huchze kafrin, a presumed liar, and loses his credibility, and cites two versions of a ruling of Rav Nachman. Amrulay tzein tenlay v'amma parati neman. If Bezin ordered someone to pay a debt, and he claims he followed their instructions and paid, he's believed. And ba malva lichtav in kais v'menaisen lay. We no longer write a document of seizure for the creditor. However, chayv atalit loy v'amma parati ein neman. If Bezin merely ruled against him, he's not believed to say that he already paid the debt, and we will write a document of seizure for the creditor because, as Rashi explains, kiven detchilas hutzach l'tayv l'din in darkei lamar l'froya at sheyifseku din epsak gomer. Once he denied the claim in court, he would not pay until Bezin compels him to, and so he must bring witnesses to support his claim. A second version, bein tzei tenloy bein chayv atelitnloy v'ma parati nema. Even if Bezin merely ruled against him, he's believed to say that he paid. And so, we will no longer write a document of seizure. However, we can differentiate in the following manner. If Bezin ordered him to pay, and he subsequently claims he paid, but witnesses testify, as Rashi explains, we saw him refuse to pay. He lost his credibility regarding this claim and must bring witnesses to prove that he paid. However, if Bezin merely ruled against him, and he then claims that he paid, and witnesses testify that he did not, he has not lost his credibility, because he was merely delaying payment until Bezin finalizes their ruling. The Gemara proceeds with a related ruling of Rabbi Yechanan. If someone denied a claim and witnesses testify against him, he's no longer believed and must bring witnesses that he paid. Similarly, Rabbi Yechanan ruled, if one was obligated to swear regarding a claim and says he already swore, but witnesses testify that he did not, he lost his credibility regarding this oath and now must swear in the presence of witnesses. The Gemara returns to discuss lost documents and cites a ruling of Rabbi Yechanan. Hamaytish dar chayiv b'shuk v'chasa b'hempik v'chasa b'izman li b'yayim. If one found a certified document whose date indicates that it was written that day, yachzir l'baylam, it is returned to the creditor. The Gemara offers two explanations. L'priya bas yoyim l'chashinan d'lo yishchichi inshi d'par b'yayimi. We're not concerned that he already paid because it is unusual for people to repay a loan the very same day they borrowed it. In this case, the debtor admitted to the loan. Although we could suspect high mifra pare, it was actually repaid, but he admits to the debt so that we should return the document because he wants to use the document a second time and save the expense of writing a new one. However, Bichon explains, the creditor would not agree to this arrangement because he would not risk using an invalid document. The Gemara challenges this reasoning from the Mishnah on Daf Yud Beis. One does not return a document that establishes a lien, and we explain, Kishachayiv Maida. This is even if the debtor admits to the loan, because we suspect, Kasav Lulvus Benisim Lelavat Tishrei. Perhaps he wrote the document sometime before the loan actually took place. If so, the creditor might wrongly collect property that the debtor sold after the date written in the document, even though the lien was not actually in effect at the time. The Gemara asks, "B'loyim rinan mavale shavik?" Apparently, a creditor would use an invalid document. The Gemara differentiates, "Hasam isle rafcha." The katarif lekuchis menisim vatishrei menech nichalei. Since he can use the document to seize land sold before the loan, he might take the risk. However, hacha lesley rafcha de seif seif shtar ha'id nekasif. Since the document is dated that same day, he has nothing to gain and would insist on using a new valid document. The Gemara continues with another ruling of Rabbi Yochanan. Hatayin acha maisa bezdin loya maklum. One must bring witnesses to support his claim that he paid an obligation established by Bezdin, such as a ksuba, or support of his wife and daughters, because kol maisa bezdin kamad denokat shtar b'yadidami. The obligation imposed by Bezdin is the equivalent of a document. The Gemara points out that the following Mishnah states this halacha explicitly. Haitziya get ve'inim ha'ksuba, kaiv ha'ksubasa. A woman can claim her ksuba using only her get as evidence of her divorce, without presenting the ksuba document. However, the Gemara debates an alternate explanation of the Mishnah. Dilma mamakam she'in kaisman ksuba askinan, to get ha'in ksubasa. Perhaps this is only true in places where the custom is not to write ksuba. Al mamakam she'kaisman ksuba, in the kita ksuba gavi, iloy loy gavi. But where the custom is to write a ksuba, she can only claim it by producing the document. At first, the Gemara refutes this explanation because amanam in the erisim b'may gavya be'edim misis baal litin b'leim b'parate. The Gemara assumes that when one performs kedushin, he's immediately obligating ksuba, although he does not write the document until he marries her with nisuin. If so, his widow can only collect her ksuba by bringing witnesses to his death. Clearly, this suffices to collect a ksuba, even if places where they write ksubas. However, the Gemara questions amanam in the erisim the isla ksuba manolam. There's no clear evidence that Almanam and Erisim receives Iksuba at all. Rather, the Gemara suggests another refutation. B'malkam she'en kaisim ksuba litin v'lema parati. Even in the place where they do not write ksubas, the get does not prove that he did not pay the ksuba. Although we could argue ibayilach l'mekare, he should have destroyed the get, just as a debtor destroys the loan document. However, l'shavaksan amra b'ina l'insubebe. She will not allow this because she needs proof of the divorce in order to remarry. Rather, we must agree, kol maisa bezdin kamad enokat shtar b'yadidami. An obligation imposed by bezdin is the equivalent of a document.